This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, April 16th. God's word for you today is worthy. Our scripture reading is taken from Revelations chapter 5, verse 1, and it says, "Then I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who was sitting on the throne. There was writing on the inside and the outside of the scroll, and it was sealed with seven seals." Revelations chapter 5, verse 2 to 5 says, "And I saw a strong angel who shouted with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to break the seal on this scroll and read?' Then I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll and read. But one of the 24 elders said to me, 'Stop weeping. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne, has won the victory. He is worthy to open the scroll and its seven seals.' No one in heaven, on earth, or beneath the earth was worthy to open it. They said, 'Who is worthy? Let the person step forward.' Nobody could step forward. Nobody. Think of every other person who has claimed they were these and that. Yet, nobody could step forward. The Queen of England could not step forward. Abacha, Bin Laden, Obama, Lincoln, and Buddha could not step forward. Guess what? Your dad could not step forward. Nobody could step forward. Everywhere was silent. You mean there is nobody worthy to break the seven seals and open the scroll? Nobody. No one was found worthy." Who is worthy? The Apostle John could see writings, inscriptions on the scroll inside and outside, but it was not about who could read Hebrew or English or who was educated. A lot of times, we think our achievements and our accolades make us worthy. It is about who is worthy, who has paid the price. The Lion of the tribe of Judah alone, this same Jesus alone, was and is worthy to open it. Most times we look at our lives and we can see the scroll of our lives tied up. The question is, who is worthy to open it? There are aspects of your life that are dependent on the worthiness of another to open. For instance, if you're a single lady, that aspect of your life called marriage is sealed. The question is, who is worthy to open the seal? You do not open the scroll of your life for every Dick and Harry. The fact that the brother is fine does not mean he is worthy. He is wealthy, yes, but is he worthy? He can speak English and Hebrew, but is he worthy? Worthiness is so powerful that if this generation misses worthiness, the generation loses everything. You like him, but is he worthy? He cannot hurt a fly. Is he worthy? Otherwise, you will be the first fly he would hurt. Let us pray. Father, please open my heart and mind to understand worthiness God's way, so that the scrolls of my life will not fall into the wrong hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.